Father God, we come before you tonight, Lord. Our hearts are open to you, Lord. Father God, minister into each of our hearts, Lord. May your will be done, Lord. I pray for this in the name of Jesus, amen. I almost turned that off right there. Good evening, everyone. thank you, Dad. Okay, I'm a bit nervous, so please forgive me. So this week, I was tasked with coming up with a message for tonight, and I really struggled throughout the week. Monday came, I said, okay, Lord, what should I say on Sunday? Nothing. Okay, so Wednesday, I get this picture in my head. I'm like, okay, Lord, is this it? Is this what you want me to share? What do you want me to share about it? Nothing. Okay, is this what you want to share? Picture. Is this what you want me to share? Picture. Do you want me to share this about the picture? Picture. So I had a picture. That's all I had going into today. I sat down yesterday and I was like, Lord, I can't go on to Sunday and not have anything prepared. I don't think my nerves will handle it. What did I get? Picture, right? So I'm like, okay, Lord, I think I'm going to share this about the picture. But then this morning during the message, the Lord really laid on my heart that I've been looking everywhere around the picture, but not at the picture. And so, and I've been having questions. So I said, okay, it didn't really line up with the message today. So normally that's a confirmation that that's what you should share. You know, there's similar messages going on. And I'm like, okay, Lord, are you sure you really want me to share this? But it's been pressed on my heart to share this. So just know that this is something against my own will that I want to share. But I suppose that's the Lord, really. So if you can all close your eyes and imagine this picture, I'll describe it to you. Okay, so the background... Close your eyes and imagine. The background is a golden color, like the sunset. And then two hands raised to the sky. That's it. That's all I got. Now you can open your eyes. So you can understand why I was a bit confused. Chagia, can you just turn me down a little bit? Anywhere on the stage, I'm very loud. So I'm like, okay, Lord, two hands raised to the sky. So I want to ask, open the floor, what might two hands raised to the sky mean to you? You can put your hands up. It's like a classroom. I'm a lecturer, so I expect an answer. You're not going home until you answer my question. Okay. Okay. Okay, yes. That was one of the things. I was like, okay, Lord, surrender, picture. Okay, someone else? Okay, desperation?
Worship.
Okay. All of these, very valid. Very valid and a part of exactly what I'm going to be speaking about tonight. I went and did some research on an encyclopedia called Google. It's quite useful. You might want to use it. So what I got was saying, God, I'm open to you and the touch of your presence. That's what raised hands might mean. It's something used in war, in celebration. It's used to exalt the Lord. It's a sign of thanksgiving or awe. Offering, like presenting yourself as an offering, Lord, here am I, praise, victory, reaching out to the Lord's presence. So I'm not going to read the scriptures today, I'm going to make you read them because I'm lazy. So can you please open your Bibles to Psalm 28 verse 2. And the first one who gets it can say it. I think if you need the mic, it's next to my dad. Anyone have it? I did say 28 verse 2, right? Okay. Okay, and then if someone can find Ezra 9, verse 5. Come on your phones, you should be faster. Josh, do you have it? So in these scriptures, we see lifting hands as a cry from the heart. So saying, Lord, please will you come near, or Lord, help me. So in another place on the encyclopedia called Google, I found someone said that lifting your hands is to invoke help. It's basically saying, and that's where I'm going to focus tonight, lifting your hands, saying, Lord, I need help. So when we lift up our hands, sometimes it's not only lifting up the Lord's name, but calling him down as well. I'm calling down his presence for our help. I have a whole sum total of 3 pages, so this won't be very long. So I decided to look in different places in the Bible for the accounts of lifting up hands, and I decided that the account of Moses lifting up his hands in battle will be the most appropriate for this. So if you can all go to Exodus 17, verse 8, and we're going to read until verse 16. I'm still going to make you read it, though. I have my Bible, and it's... Stacey, you have it? 17:8-16. Yes. Can you read it loud enough, or do you need a mic? Okay, so the part I'd like to focus on here is when Moses' hands were lifted, that's when they had victory. And also another thing, I don't believe that anywhere in the Word something is said by accident. So the account of someone lifting up their hands is important. What I have written down here is that victory comes when the Lord is lifted. Because in a way, Moses was also lifting his hands up to the Lord. So when we reach out to the Lord, and when we admit that we can't do anything without him, that's when we'll have victory, as Moses had victory. So I was pondering on all of this, and I was like, okay, so we can have victory, and we can cry out to the Lord for help. But how is this, you know, why do we need to lift up our hands? You know, we're not in war. We're not, you know, we might worship and we might want to lift our hands in adoration, but, you know, why would we need to cry out to the Lord? And I was thinking, why don't we lift our hands? Because tonight I saw actually quite a few people were lifting their hands in worship, but a lot of the times we don't. And I'm not saying that you must. It's a personal decision. But often we don't lift our hands because of pride, because we're like, what will people say sometimes? Well, that's been for me as well. And you know, fear of what people might think. But for me, so most of you might know that the last month or so hasn't been a walk in the park for me. Sorry if I cry. And I've had a bit of a struggle with pride because I didn't want to admit that I was weak and I needed the Lord. And so I felt such an urge during worship, especially in youth, because then I'm not on the piano. I don't have an excuse not to lift my hands. I should be lifting my hands. I should be crying out to the Lord, but I'm too proud to do it. I'm too proud to say, Lord, I just need you. I can't do this on my own. And I think often we do this. And even maybe you might have given your whole life to the Lord, but there's just one area where you're like, no, I've got this. I'm not going to give it to the Lord. And you're not going to call out to him, even if it's just a simple small area. You might not cry out to him for help. So then I thought, okay, but then if I do lift my hands, what does it implicate? Does that even make sense? I think it does. It means that we have to surrender, first of all, because raising our hands is like putting up a white flag saying, okay, I can't. What am I going to do? It's also admitting that you can't. And I think that is the area where a lot of us struggle, is admitting that we can't in areas. And sometimes sacrifice is not only worldly things, so not only our sin, but our own pride or our own pain. We like to hold on to things. And so lifting up our hands is just one of the areas where we can say, Lord, I can't do this. But the truth is that we all need to admit first that we need help, that we can't do it on our own, because you're not going to sacrifice something unless you know that you can't do it, right? So, and I believe that sometimes physical things also have a spiritual impact. So us lifting our hands in the physical realm is surrender in the spiritual realm. Okay, so then if we can go to Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. And then while someone is looking for that, if someone can find Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8. And then as well as Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Okay.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
To me, this is also a kind of sacrifice, but it's giving us a way out. Trust in the Lord with all your understanding. So don't lean on your own understanding. Give your understanding up, throw it away, like my dad threw away the helicopter today, and lean on the Lord for his understanding. Okay, then Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8. Sorry. So when we surrender, or we can ask. When we surrender our pride and say we can't do something, then we can ask. And asking is part of being freed from what held us back. Okay, but this also implies action to be set free. Okay, then Matthew 11, 28. And that one says, come, another action, an action so that we are released from the heavy burden. Then, if someone can go to, no, actually I have it, okay. Psalm 34 verse 6 says, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and he saved him out of his troubles. So he cried, he actively did something, he let go. And that's when the Lord heard him and saved him. Then can we go, if we can go, over here I have the answer, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And this again says, it's not me, but it's him. So I have to give over to him. The point I want to bring across tonight is not necessarily that we all have to raise our hands and that's the only way we can sacrifice, but that it takes an action for us to let go, for us to surrender so that the Lord can help us. Because if we have not surrendered, then how can he help us? If we're holding on, then how can he help us? And so I'd like to close with a verse from 1 Peter 5, verse 7. It says, cast your burdens unto Jesus because he cares for you. Another action. We need to let go and let God. As cheesy as that sounds, many people say it without meaning, but unless we let go, God can't intervene because we're holding on. So we have to let go so that he can work his miracles so that he can make the victory for us. And so I encourage you to surrender, but not only like physically or spiritually, make an action to go and surrender. Don't just say that you're surrendering, but go forward and give the Lord the things that worry you, whether it's small or whether it's big. He cares for you, so cast your burdens onto him. I'm not going to close quite yet because I think that although this message is short, we need to ponder on it. We need to give the Lord our burdens. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward, and they're going to play a song. But while they play the song, really think about the burdens that you're holding on to and pray to the Lord and throughout the week, work with the Lord and move forward in surrendering all the things that are bothering you, all of your burdens. Thank you very much.